I'm Jay Munchie. You're listening to EAA Radio, and it is 2017 Oshkosh Air Venture already. I don't know where the last year went. Ray, we were standing here a year ago, and it seems to me like it was yesterday. Ray Johnson, who runs this beautiful area that we're in right here. Tell us about this little area here.
Well, we're so proud of this area. This area is called the Bill and Mert Rose Park. It's a plaza, really, and it's where we conduct vintage in review, and we do that at 11 o'clock every day, where we have three beautiful airplanes. And Jeff, there's always the interesting character behind an airplane, and we get to meet those people and go over the airplanes every day.
That's awesome. And you brought us a guest. Actually, you lined up a wonderful group of guests for us today for the show. And let's start out with our new president for Vintage, Susan Dusenberry.
So, yes, we have Susan with us. Susan's our brand new president. And Susan, a lot going on in the Vintage Aircraft Association area. A lot of new things, including the renovation of the Red Barn.
Thanks. That's correct, Ray. We have just completed a total renovation of the Red Barn. Courtesy, it was funded by the National Biplane Association from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and VAA Chapter 10 of Tulsa, Oklahoma, both led by Charlie Harris. We realized maybe a year or two ago that the Red Barn was in need of some serious structural repairs. And fortunately, Charlie and his group stepped forward and to fund the needed repairs on the Red Barn, and also some expansion. We needed expansion for some new programs to make a mini museum and things of that nature. So they stepped forward with the funds to do that.
Well, and it's not just the Red Barn infrastructure. We have tall pines and a brand new judges building.
That is correct. The National Biplane Association itself also built us a new judges building. They had been in a mobile home for years, and it was actually to the point where I was afraid someone was going to fall through the floor. We would lose a few judges there. But so now we have a new judges headquarters. It's a beautiful building, and thanks to the generosity of the National Biplane Association. And the Tall Pines Cafe, at one time there was a tent over there, if you remember, used to go over there with grass under your feet and pine straw, but now we have this great cement floor. It's a new building. We serve breakfast at the Tall Pines every morning, and this year we're starting lunch. We're going to call it Day of Americana, so it's hot dogs, apple pie, and ice cream for lunch at the Vintage Cafe on Wednesday.
And the beautiful thing down at Tall Pines is all run by hardworking volunteers, and all proceeds benefit the Vintage Aircraft Association.
That is correct. The Tall Pines Cafe is all vintage, run by vintage volunteers, and I'd like to say that we have over 550 vintage volunteers.
Always a big group down here in Vintage coming out every year to support this operation.
Well, you know, Jeff, if you volunteer in the Vintage Aircraft Association, or really any other place, it's a great way to see the inside workings of EAA, and we just couldn't do it without the hardworking volunteers.
That's right.
And not only that, Ray, we're a big family, right?
That's right. Every year, you know what, Susan, it's really, all these airplanes are great, but it's really about the people.
It's all about the people.
So any what's coming forward? Let's look forward.
Okay, as far as infrastructure at this point, we're pretty much settled. We may build some things later on, but next year we'll be tweaking. What we plan to do is improve our programs. We've increased the forums this year. We've added forums. We want to add to that. We've asked Ray to add to his programs. Ray does a wonderful job for us here at Interview Circle, and we want to expand our Interview Circle program. We have a bookstore, and we just received a collection of 1,135 rare collector's books for the bookstore, and
wow,
we keep getting donations for the bookstore. It's just a great place. We plan to make this into just not a place to walk through and see airplanes, but a destination for the day, and make it as comfortable as we can for our visitors. So I'm looking for comfort items next year behind our hangar and around the area, places to sit, some shade, and things to do.
We're talking to Susan Dusenberry, the new president of the Vintage Aircraft Association, which is also a division of EAA. Just remind our listeners how that structure works.
How it's structured. Okay. Let's go back to the beginning. There was an EAA, of course, its own separate corporation, and Jack Cox, we all know who Jack was, he was the editor of all of EAA's publications, recommended to Paul Poberesny that we start a division, anti-classic division for older airplanes of EAA. And Paul agreed if the new organization would have its own incorporation paper. So actually, there are two corporations with a very close working relationship. We have two boards of directors, a vintage board. We, of course, operate everything vintage. And we do a lot of things in conjunction with EAA. So we work very closely with them, but we are two separate corporations.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So membership under EAA umbrella, everyone is an EAA member, and then separately, as you can with IAC, Warbirds, you can buy a membership for this annually as well, or for a lifetime.
That is correct. Both, they're all membership organizations. To be a member of Vintage, it's required that you be a member of EAA, but there are two different avenues for that. There's a full EAA membership and then the full Vintage membership, and then you have an option if you're really just interested in vintage airplanes of getting a voting membership but a non-magazine membership to EAA, and then a full membership to Vintage, and which is about $35 cheaper.
That's great. Yeah.
And you know, Jeff, we have a bi-monthly magazine that I think is second to none.
I agree.
It's incredible.
A great magazine.
And Susan?
It is. And we're very fortunate to have Jim Busha on board with us as our editor-in-chief, of course, of all EAA publications. He loves vintage airplanes. And I would like to say that the one thing that we have done is keep the quality of the magazine first rate with papers, photographs, and for our membership.
There's just many reasons to join, and we're always looking for brand new members, Susan.
That's correct. I break them down into the tangible and intangible reasons to join Vintage, and of course the tangible things, the things like you see, which is a magazine. But we have a mission that's much more important than the magazine. Of course, that's our advocacy, which is a big word for we have your back. We protect your right to own these airplanes, own, fly, and maintain them for owner-manufactured parts. We protect you on that. There was a time when the FAA, wanted to pull all the type certificates for the non-supported aircraft, which would have been, in my case, I had an Inland Sport at that time, would have been my Inland Sport, and make them all experimental airplanes, and of course, decrease at that time the value of the airplane.
Yeah. And that would have been a shame, of course.
That would have been a shame. So now we have owner manufactured parts, and we still hold on our type certificate, and owner can manufacture the parts for their airplanes. And we protect that right.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you, Susan, and stepping up into the president role. It's a big one, and it's a great organization, and I'm sure you're going to do great in that role.
Well, let's hope so. Thank
you. It sounds like you're very, very enamored with vintage, so...
I have a few vintage airplanes.
That's what it takes. That's what it takes. Let's just real quick, before the break, talk about what is happening special down here in Vintage this year.
Well, I was going to ask Susan. Susan, I don't know if you've got the numbers, but we're enjoying a picture-perfect first day in the Vintage Aircraft Association. Susan, have they reported, do we have any idea how many airplanes have arrived out here?
I did not receive them last night. Night before last, it was nearly 500, which they said was higher than the year before, and that's the last one I got.
Well, I noticed we were full almost to the south end on
about
early
200 rows.
Sunday morning. Like Saturday night, it was pretty much full down there.
And we have an expanded parking lot back to the west, and it was full also, I saw from the highway. So we'll get those numbers, but we are enjoying incredible weather today, and we would just urge people to come visit us here in the Vintage Aircraft Association, see the new renovated Red Barn, and see what we're all about. and think about joining us.
All right. Thank you very much, Susan, for joining us on our first segment today.
Thank you, Jeff. And yes, and we would love to have all of you guys out there who are not members come and join our family.
Absolutely. Ray, tell us a little bit about what we've got coming up on the show.
Well, next we have Kayla McLeod. Kayla flew a 7AC, a Ronca Champ, all the way from Griffin, Georgia. And she's a young lady that represents a whole group of young people. And you know, Jeff, we need to get young people flying these old airplanes.
Yeah, someone's got to take care of these when we move on. So, you know, we like I like to say, we don't really own these airplanes. We just caretake them, and then we have to pass them on. So
that's right.
We need someone to pass them on too, right? And then what else have you got planned? We have Mike Maurer joining us.
Mike
Maurer
from the organization JARS. JARS is a Christian organization, and they interpret the Bible in many different languages, and they use airplanes like this beautiful Helio Courier back here in the mission field, and Mike's going to be here to tell what their mission is.
And then we got another gal, Al Pellegrino, and we'll talk about her when we come back.
Okay.
J-Mont G, we're on the fly. We are at the Vintage area. We're actually in the review area. There's bleachers. If you're around, come on down. We're just south of the Red Barn. We're on the fly, and you're listening to EAA Radio.